From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. At least 56 people were killed and more than 200 injured when an apparent suicide bomb ripped through the parking lot of a crowded park in the Pakistani city of Lahore. That's where Christians were celebrating Easter Sunday, according to officials there. Dozens of ambulances were seen racing to the park, which is situated near the center of the city, with many women and children among the dead and wounded. The toll has risen to 56, and the rescue operation is continuing. That's according to the Lahore top administration official, Mohammed Usman. The army has been called in, he added, and said soldiers were at the scene, helping with rescue operations and security. Meanwhile, a senior police officer, Haider Ashraf, said the blast appeared to be a suicide attack, adding that ball bearings were found at the crowded park. Belgian riot police fired water cannons Sunday to disperse far-right football hooligans who disrupted mourners at a shrine for the victims of the Brussels attacks. It comes as police arrested several suspects in a series of new raids. In scenes that compounded a week of grief for Belgians, black-clad protesters shouting anti-immigrant slogans moved in on a makeshift memorial at Place de la Bourse, where hundreds of people had gathered in a show of solidarity. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Sunday, congratulating him on his forces retaking Palmyra, according to the Kremlin. The recapture of the ancient city represents a major victory over the Islamic State group. Those fighters had destroyed many monuments at the UNESCO World Heritage Site since they overran it in May last year. This is VOA News. Burundi's ruling party has accused the Rwandan president, Paul Kagame, of seeking to export genocide as relations between the two neighbors deteriorated further. In a statement provided to the AFP Sunday, the head of the CNDD-FDD party said that Kagame had previously experimented with genocide, referring to the 1994 Rwandan genocide, in which around 800,000 people were killed, mostly ethnic Tutsis. The genocide laboratory is in Rwanda because Paul Kagame, having experimented there, wants to export it to Burundi to play a minor imperialist, according to the CNDD-FDD president, Pascal Nyabenda. Military chiefs from 39 countries met Sunday in Riyadh for talks on Saudi-initiated international anti-terrorism coalition. The Saudi Arabia announced the creation of the coalition in December, saying its members would share intelligence, counter ideology, and deploy troops if necessary to combat extremists. Spanish police said Sunday they have dismantled a drug ring that used cars fitted with false floors to transport huge amounts of hashish from Spain to Russia, Poland, and Estonia, with the arrest of 15 suspects. Investigators seized 1.2 tons of hashish in separate raids across Europe, as well as several luxury cars and 20,000 euros in cash in Spain, according to police in a written statement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended the Israeli army Sunday as controversy gripped the country over a soldier caught on video shooting a Palestinian assailant in the head as he lay on the ground. The issue reportedly has sparked a bitter argument behind closed doors at the Israeli government's weekly cabinet meeting Sunday. Thursday's shooting led to the soldier's arrest and strong condemnation from military officials. Russian state television has aired a transcript of the final words of the pilots that were trying to land a Dubai passenger jet that crashed in southern Russia last week, killing all on board. Rosia One Television cautioned its interpretation of the transcript should not be considered the official version, but it said the pilots lost control of the plane in strong winds and it nosedived into the ground, bursting into flames in Rostov-on-Don immediately after the autopilot was turned off. "Don't worry," one of the pilots says in the transcript. Seconds later, the pilot is heard saying, "Don't do that." The last recorded words were repeated calls to pull up. All 62 people on board that plane were killed. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.